So, Gary, take us back to yesterday afternoon. You had gone in earlier in the day with a tour, students from Clemson University doing a little research. At what point did you realize you were in trouble?
Well, we had three groups that were already in that part of the day. We had one more scheduled to go in. It was four groups total, and only three made it in before the rain started. My group went in at 11 o'clock. The larger group went in at 10 o'clock. And so as I was walking my way through the cave, we were hiking and doing some side crawls. I caught up to the first group that had went in. They were coming out. And so we were so high in the cave that it was nice and dry. The walls were dry, no sign of water. And so we just hung out there for a while visiting, and they had a snack. And then after we went our own way to do some more crawls, I got into an area where there's a little water, but it seemed like the water was more intense. And then immediately I started to question, is there raining outside? Is there a water event? Well, I made a decision to keep on going back toward the entrance where there's the waterfall room. And where we had went in and saw trickle coming out of the ceiling was now a turrent waterfall. And I knew right then and there we just had to keep moving fast toward the surface. And as I made my way through, areas that we went in ankle deep, it was now chest deep.
So how far into the cave were you?
I was about 3/4 of a mile in when I realized we had a water event.
Where did you see the water coming from?
It was coming out of the ceilings and through the walls.
Had you seen anything like this before?
Well, we see water in those areas on a daily basis, but it's never a large amount of water. And we've been doing this for years. I've been doing this kind of caving for 4 years. So as you find your way through the cave, you look for those markers. If there's a little bit of water coming in, you know it's normal. If you start to see an increase, you know to go ahead and make a decision to stay close to the entrance. And when I got to that waterfall room, I realized we've got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Once you realized that, were your hands kind of tied? I'm assuming you didn't have a cell phone on you, or if you did, it probably didn't get reception. What were you feeling?
I had the four kids with me, and they were already starting to feel anxious. I could see it in their eyes. And I just told them, we got to pick the pace up, and we just got to move on out. We had no cell phone, of course. I mean, you're 150 feet below the surface, 3/4 of a mile in. So basically, you're there. The guides up top know where we are approximately, and they know when we went in and when we're expected to come back, and they know the route, so they can come straight to us if they need to. And that's what Dave Foster had decided to do. When he saw the water event on the surface, he said, it's time to go in.
How much light did you have?
Well, we go prepared. We have a pack with extra lights, extra batteries. I have two lights on my hamlet itself, and all the kids, of course, are wearing their own LED lights. And so we've always got backup. In fact, there was one point where I had to stop and change batteries.
What were the students like at that point? I'm assuming they had to just be really afraid, because one of them I spoke to said, you know, when we were getting out of there, it was neck deep on some of the shorter people.
Mm-hmm. See, they had never been here before. So they didn't see what we were seeing as a change. They thought this was every day, but it might have been coming a little more. And Dave said they were basically just enjoying the ride out. I mean, they were just walking briskly. Had one kid that was kind of lagging a little bit because he was kind of cool. It's a cool cave. He's looking around. And Dave kept having to encourage him, hey, let's pick up the pace. So they weren't out of control. They weren't panicky. They weren't screaming. They were just briskly moving through the cave right back to the entrance. Mm-hmm. And see, everything played the way it should. Dave Foster saw the water event. He went in, found the kids, and got them out. And he had at least a two-hour window. And even after it was said and done, there was still airspace above the river, which means we still had more time than what that was indicated.
A lot of people have asked, well, didn't they get the forecast before they went in? And you did. The mm-hmm. water came sooner than expected and faster, right?
That's right. We got up that morning. We always check the forecast. We had about a 30% chance, so that's a normal. We always go in under that. But they said as the day developed, you know, storms make their own mind up sometimes. 30%, you know, it increased drastically. And they've said the storm actually hit an hour sooner and it was more intense. And if you've been watching the news, everybody got hit with a crazy storm yesterday. And so we were just one of those folks that happened to be on a cave tour when it happened.
And so there's only one way out. There's one way in and one way out. So you knew you had to go out the way you came in.
Yeah, that's kind of an anxiety. We were in the attic. We're at the highest point. You're high and dry. But you've got to decide to go down deeper where the water is to be able to get out of the cave. Mm-hmm. And there's one point where we have that lowest section of the cave where the water's going through. That's the worry point. Mm-hmm. But we've actually had a route built above it. So there's actually a high ground to be able to crawl over in case that lower section's underwater, and that worked yesterday.
Given this event, will you all here at the cave change anything about how you operate any policies that will change?
Well, the weather, of course, is going to give us surprises. And so Dave's already made a point. He's going to have a staff meeting where we go back over our things we have in play about reading the signs of the cave, keeping to your assigned route, making sure you're in the cave at the right time and coming out at the right time. And so he's going to refine the process a little bit, but everything was done correctly yesterday. And so that's why everybody got out. If we would have went our own way and disappeared in a lower section just to check it out for the fun of it and didn't make that part of our plan upstairs, then it could have went bad. But everyone went exactly where they were supposed to go.
That's good. So I guess you've never been so excited to see the sunlight, though.
Oh, man, you telling me? I hit that Cave City Springs area, and I could see the airspace. And then as I worked my way back with those with the officer, we looked up, and the light, I mean, you know you're okay. And that is a great feeling, to see the light.
Gary Russell, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're certainly welcome.